Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
So I'm down again at Woking Party in the Park, walking around, loads of things going on, and we've managed to catch some of the people behind the scenes who are helping this event go, and we've got Tara with us. Tara, loads of things coming up today. What do you think people should come down and see?
Well, we've got so much activity going on. There's loads of people here. It's great fun, free family event, so I encourage everyone to come down this afternoon and enjoy all the activities on offer. We've got a fantastic children's zone with loads of arts and crafts happening in there. We've got our futuristic field, which has all our lovely food and drinks vendors, double-decker gaming bus, massive fairground. We've got Encounters dance tent and our sports zone. Highlight for the sports zone, we've got great Ludo sports, so that's lightsaber training, and glow-in-the-dark sports as well. So it's all happening, it's all science fiction themed. It really is a great day. This afternoon we've got, so coming up any minute, we've got our Martian parade, so head down now and catch that, get involved, make costumes, come dressed up. And then at 6:30 this evening, we're screening Star Wars The Force Awakens. So make sure you're here to catch that. It's a 12A starting at 6:30.
Yeah, don't bring the children to that one. It's all good. It's 12A. And it seems really, really busy out there. We've got a few members of the team out there. What sort of highlights have you seen out there?
Well, I went to the Time Zone, and we've got a science fiction exhibition there. So I have seen the TARDIS. They've got a Martian there, which was in the War of the Worlds musical. Fantastic props to come and see. We've got a Worlds in Woking art exhibition. We've got our sculptor also in that field showcasing the HUL sculpture that will be unveiled on the 21st of September. We also want to say to the public, it's all free, so come yes. down and enjoy yourselves. I've also tasted some nice food in the food village. Or you can bring your own picnic. I've seen lots of families sitting down already for picnics, and I can hear the sci-fi band in the background.
Okay, so I'm back down here at Woking Party in the Park with a band that look a little bit more different than they did a few minutes ago, because when they were on the main stage here at the party, well, they were wearing some costumes to go with our sci-fi theme. So it's a bunch of musicians, but tell us what sets you apart from the others.
We dress up as, essentially Star Wars characters, but a sci-fi band is what we're called. And, so we're basically characters that play instruments, really, and then try and fit the music around that.
Fantastic. What gave you the idea to do this? I'm going to ask.
We've seen a few people sort of going around at events dressed as Star Wars characters, and we're all obviously already musicians, and thought, why not try and combine the two and get the best of both worlds? And it's it goes down really well at like corporate events and things like that, doesn't it? Most people know Star Wars, except most members of the band. They don't really. just come together that way, really.
Fantastic. I've been told to put all Star Wars character questions to you. Which characters do we have in the band?
We've got myself, Chewbacca, on drums. We've got Princess Leia up front on lead vocals. We've got Darth Vader on guitar. We've got a TIE fighter pilot on keyboards. Are you impressed that I know all this?
Yes. Yeah.
And we've got a Stormtrooper on bass. And two male vocalists up front are the Jedis, so a varying kind of... They don't really know what they are, Jedis, yeah.
I'm glad I haven't got a Star Wars quiz for you all, because you're looking at me and like, don't ask me any questions about Star Wars, don't do it. And you're also saying there are a few difficulties out there, particularly in a very hot weather like today.
Yeah, it's just the heat, because obviously the costumes are quite confined, so with the helmets on and stuff and playing, and then that in itself is exerting energy, so yeah, just everyone's sweating buckets, and the costumes will smell lovely later and when they have to be washed, so yeah, it'll be a fun task. But Dan does all the washing because he runs a laundrette down in Kent, so yeah, so that's good
lad. Take one for the team. And someone did get a very warm welcome outside, let's be honest here. Very good reception. How was it out there today performing?
I loved it. I really loved it. It's good song, so, and I get dressed in a really cool outfit, so it's all good with me.
Your wig fell off though, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yes. So I think I'm going to have to be a blonde Princess Leia from now on. Hey-ho. What can you do?
Sacrifices have got to be made. Thank you very much for talking to us today, guys. That's the sci-fi band down here at Woking Party in the Park.
Cheers, buddy.
So I'm down here at Woking Party in the Park, and I've come across a couple of wonderful people. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hello there, I am Professor Aloysius Weft, and this is my travelling companion.
Oh, hello, I'm Miss Warp, charmed.
So what are you two doing here today?
Well, we've come down for the party in the park. We travelled here from 1888 this morning.
Oh.
That's right, and we heard it was quite a good goings on, and we're going to be travelling around the park at 3 and 5.
Fantastic. And what are you going to be doing on your travels today?
We're going to be showing people our box of cosmic secrets. It's very exciting. Yes, we've got some time travel magic to show people.
That's right. And a bit of mind reading too.
Fantastic. And hopefully there won't be too much traffic on the way back to the 1800s later.
You just have to be careful of the time flies. They get in your eyes.
Fantastic. Well, there's loads of things going on down here at Woking Party in the Park. You can catch them at 1, 3 and 5 this afternoon. And of course, all of the information is on the website. Okay, this is not the first time that I've done an interview on a bike, which is quite a strange one, but I am still down here at Woking Party in the Park with Mark and Debbie, who are part of the Woking Cycling Club. So we'll start with ladies first. Debbie, tell us a little bit more about the club.
Woking Cycling Club was set up in 2013 by a group of four friends who wanted to get together and ride their bikes. And the club now has up to 200 plus members, which is not bad for someone, you know, for a group that's only been around for about 2.5-3 years. Yeah, so we're thriving, and we cater for all cycling abilities, so it's not just guys who go really, really fast. We have social groups, and we have a group that go out on Saturday as well.
Fantastic. And there are loads of trails and places to go around the area. Mark, give us some of your favourites.
Oh, my favourite run is up to Box Hill, which sounds worse than it is, but actually 2 years ago I didn't ride a bike. Now Box Hill is a favourite run. That says a lot about me and how far you can come. But we do rides which are at coffee stops. The main thing is it's stop for coffee and cake in the middle and then carry on, and that's a real incentive to pedal faster for the middle bit, and then you can get home and feel like it's a guilt-free kick.
That sounds perfect for me, I'm not going to lie. Coffee and cake in the middle. And obviously you're down here today. We've got a big celebration of H.G. Wells and the 150th birthday. You have come dressed for the occasion. And I'm on a very weird contraption. Now, you might be able to hear clicking in the background. As I said, this is not the first interview I've done while pedalling a bike. But it's a bit of a different one because this time I've got a kitchen appliance strapped to my back, essentially. What's going on?
This is a pedal-powered smoothie maker. So you're making your own drink here. And, you know, it need to go faster, actually. The revolution's... That's not good. Nothing's happening there.
Bear with me.
So, I mean, the idea is it's about... Cycling is everything. Cycling's not just fast, slim men like in Lycra on a road bike, and I'm not anything in any of those, but it's about kind of power and motion, and our homage to H.G. Wells is about a bit steampunk as well. So steampunk's what would happen if electricity wasn't invented. So this is how you'd make a smoothie without electricity. You'd get on your bike and you'd pedal.
It's not worth it. No, I'm joking, of course. And Debbie, you've got something else coming on later on down this afternoon.
Yes, at about 3:15, we've got some penny farthings arriving for members of the public to try out. So we partnered with a bike club in Sussex called the Penny Farthing Club, and they're going to be coming around, and people will be able to ride their penny farthings, which I think is going to be a good experience.
It's fantastic. And you've got a very good set, actually, here. Very good plot, because you're right by the main stage.
It's fantastic. And what we've done is we've set up past and present. So if you come and find us, we're looking at the past. We've got HUL's boudoir there with his drinks cabinet and his books and the chaise longue to lie about on. So it's just as if he'd popped out for a cycle ride. And then right next door, we've got a mini museum of cycling. So you can see all different kinds of bikes, because it's not just about being fast on a road bike. It's about pootling down to the post office. It's about cycling to work. We've got a tandem. We've got a recumbent bike, which is an amazing bike. We've also partnered with Surrey Wheels for All, who are showing us their hand cycle today. So it's about inclusion, getting everyone cycling, not excluding anyone.
Fantastic. And Debbie, if people want to get in contact with the cycling club, how can they do that?
All the information regarding our club is on our website, which is www.wokingcc.org.
Fantastic. Now, how's my smoothie looking?
Smooth. Very smooth. Yeah, no, you're doing fine. Right, I'll just refill it.
Oh, we'll do one as well. So there you go, that's Mark and Debbie and the Woking Cycling Club. You can find them on Twitter as well, at WokingCC.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.